It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a weird answer yesterday from Gerard Mayo.
I let everybody down. I let you down out there.
Let myself down. Let the family down.
Whole city of Foxborough.
Let you down. My pappy. My pappy's pappy. I let everybody down in my whole lineage.
Man.
All right. He's down on himself.
It's all right. Get 13 more of these.
Yeah.
Nope, that's way too many. You got 11 more of these.
11 more of these. No, that's right.
So, I don't think you're going to make the playoffs.
I felt very strange about that answer, and he was pressed about that later on by Karen Garigian, and he kind of tried to explain his way out of it. But that's a weird answer where it's like, I know he's being asked about the quarterback, but are you putting the quarterback on like a separate pedestal from the rest of the team? And now it's like, hey, we let him down out there. He's doing everything right. Like, you got to be real careful of that, I feel like, as a head coach, where you're not. Like, we in the media and fans and everybody, we're probably way overreacting to, like, if I were his teammate today, I might be like, oh, he did everything great and we all sucked. We lost by 20.
Yeah.
He had a bunch of turnovers.
Yeah.
And we
had hold on to the ball, Rook.
Yeah, we had short fields all day. Like, I would understand some angst within the team if Mayo talks about it that way too much. Like,
we
hey.
Let him down.
We let him down.
The biggest lie in sports is that everybody's treated the same.
No,
and even Belichick, they preach that. It's like, please, like not everybody can be treated the same. But I think with it's such a highly anticipated debut, he's really the one guy making his debut. Talked about it all week. He's the starter. And again, he was good and bad and everything in between. But the defense really, really let him down, I think. And I think Mayo's probably talking about that. I mean, sure, you could get into some of the offensive issues that they had. They're just whoever, like, last man standing for the offensive line. But defensively, you're not thinking, hey, like, we're going to need you to score 42 to win today.
Right.
Like, we need you to, you know, like, before if you said you're going to score 21, now maybe not against the Texans, but against some of the other teams, you score 21 points, we're in a pretty good spot.
Keith, you said 20 on, like, Tuesday or Wednesday.
I did.
Wednesday, I guess.
That's right.
And I was like, I don't think so, man. I was like, let's dial that back to 17. So you got more than you expected. I also wonder, and number one, I'd just be concerned about that, or I am concerned about that. I'd watch that with Gerard Mayo. Like, don't put this kid on too much of a pedestal too quickly. Like, he wasn't he was far from perfect. He said a million times, your team lost by 20. I also wonder if that was a little bit to Robert and Jonathan. Like, hey, I know this is the big new shiny object. This is your franchise. You guys probably pushed for this move, if we're being honest.
Yeah,
he would
I
know.
Think he wanted it too.
No, me too.
Okay.
But I just think, you know, hey, I kind of let him down out there today, and we're going to be better because I know how important he is to this franchise. I know how important this looming London game is to this franchise and our ownership. And I thought that was a strange answer. Mm. And I wonder what he was trying to accomplish there. Maybe some of that was to his bosses, Robert and Jonathan.
But I also think he kind of sums up what probably a lot of people are saying, even nationally, like when you look in on the Patriots and you say, hey, you might have one really good piece here. What about the rest of it? Right? It kind of stands out even more. Like, Brissett kind of blends in with the team. Like, Brissett's out there. You're like, yeah, this is sort of what the Patriots are.
This is who we are. Yeah, yeah.
And now you're like, well, wait a minute. Like, look at this guy. This guy might be something.
Yep.
It's like, imagine if he had stuff around him, like how good he could be. And so now maybe it makes some of those other weaknesses kind of stand out even more than normal.
So you can jump in on this all day long, Patriots Monday, here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We're going to talk to Kendrick Bourne and Hunter Henry today. We'll have what happened throughout week six.
A lot happened.
Of the NFL. So much
happened. A lot of ugly football.
That is less than an hour from now. So we'll do that coming up at 11:20, as we do every Monday here on Jones and Keefe. I also do want to hear from the Don't Break Drake crowd, the Ken Lairds of the world.
They
don't
were
break
out
him.
There yesterday.
That, well,
so I tweeted like a smarmy little tweet that I do because it's
too.
Twitter. That's what the point of it is.
Yeah.
And I said something, I think it was third quarter after his third touchdown pass. Or second, I was like, he has more touchdown passes in three quarters than Brissett had in five games.
I saw this.
And then like half the responses were, yeah, now do interceptions.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Like, do you not want points? Right. Like, what? You need points. Like, Brissett, oh, he didn't throw picks. How'd they do?
Yeah.
They won a game.
Yeah.
They barely won a game. And it was just boring, hard-to-watch football where they punt all the time. And they're like, yeah, but he didn't turn it over. But what good does that do?
Yeah, seriously.
If you don't score any points, like, yes, ideally, Drake May doesn't throw picks either. Like, let's get there. This is kid's first start. He throws a couple of picks, but he threw three touchdowns. But we can't even celebrate the three touchdowns.
No.
Like, yeah, but he turned it over. Dang, mistake football. It's like, good Christ, he threw the ball down the field to wide receivers who were allowed to make plays and score touchdowns. And people are like, yeah, do the picks.
Yeah.
I'm doing the picks.
Yeah, do the picks.
Yeah,
do
he had more picks than Brissett. Great. He also had a pulse.
Yeah.
He also looked like he was alive out there.
We said this all last week. We've been saying this for 5 weeks. He's going to make mistakes. He's also going to make plays.
Yes.
And right
he
now.
He giveth and he taketh away.
Yeah, but I feel pretty good about the plays that were made yesterday. And you hope to clean up the mistakes. I mean, that's the plan. Jacoby Brissett was never going to make plays. So he would mix in some mistakes without any playmaking.
I was honestly shocked and appalled
at the responses.
How many people, even after the first few touchdowns, were like, not the right call. Like I don't know if they're Brissett fans or if they're – I don't really get it. I don't know whose side you're on.
Keith, I had a tweet at halftime, and this is classic me. You know, he throws his touchdown. I go, wah, you can't play him. You're going to break him. Wah.
Right.
And then he comes out like the first series of the next half, and he almost gets murdered out there. And I'm like, and so like
scraped up off the turf.
And I'm just like, you know, it's just spam messages like, you broke him, Jones. Yeah. You did this. Classic Jones. Like, you know, that's my whole timeline. I was like, praying to God the guy was back out there, and he was. And he's fine.
He was. He's great.
But it's like.
Fine.
I'm still getting responses to it. I got it. I at least got it in real time. It's like, oh, see, this is what we were talking about, Jones.
Yeah.
I got it in real time.
He's getting hit.
I'm still getting them this morning responding to that tweet being like,
it's bizarre.
Look, he almost got killed out there, Jones. Like, what are you talking about? I'm like, yeah, but he didn't. And he was out there and he was fine.
He's a football player. He's a grown-ass man.
And he showed some toughness.
Yeah.
He did. Showed, like, that's something we haven't talked about yet.
Tough.
And Mayo highlighted, I know Bourne talked about this.
Yeah.
He showed some toughness out there where it's like, oh, yeah, look, he got up. He wasn't crying on his way off the field. He went back out and made plays after that, which is maybe the best part of his day.
Did you see the Lewis Riddick tweet?
Yes.
So Lewis Riddick, whether you like him or not, I think he does a pretty good job breaking down football on ESPN. He had a tweet yesterday who said, starting Drake May against the Texans didn't permanently ruin the young man and result in the instantaneous demise of the Patriots organization. I was worried.
Didn't he have like an eye roll emoji in there?
He frowned like a little frown eye roll emoji. Yeah. He goes, not. So he's bringing the not jokes
not.
Back. Like Borat. He goes, kid is a stud, just needs help around him. A lot of it, too.
Yeah. No, that's
which
true.
I think is a pretty good way of looking at it. But like, there are some highlights there, but you can't gloss over the fact that this team is so far away and they need so many other things. But I feel like having the quarterback is a pretty good place to
one
be.
One would think. So, you know, all the pants crapping going on out there about getting him broken. He got hit real hard yesterday.
Got hit.
He got back up and made more plays.
That's why he's got pads on.
He showed some toughness.
He got to play with a helmet.
They give him a helmet, they give him pads, they give him the whole thing.
Love it.
Let's start it off today with Paul in Westfield. What's up, Paul? Paul?
Well, my humor and hey, guys, how are you?
Good.
I'm listening to you laugh, and you have every take, and that was the different takes and different view, half empty or half full. But I think this is the funniest, simplest take based upon what I'm hearing you guys say.
Okay.
But you got to remember, that team has the number one best against pass defense in the league, 52%. And the next best team is 57. So he went against the team with the best pass defense. And other than the pick, the one overthrow, and then the one was deflected, in the second half and the three touchdowns, it says something. Seeing a guy throw long down the field, that was nice to see. That capability is there. Our young team, they're so spazzy. You get the penalties. Then they get mad, and they just get so aggressive. They had the two goal line stands we saw in the first quarter.
Yeah, it went away real quick after that. So, but I agree with something Paul said there.
Good defense.
Well, the idea that it was a bad spot to start him. You can't start him against Houston's defense. Well, now that you've seen it,
yeah,
shouldn't you feel extra encouraged about his performance because of the defense he did it against?
100%. You see what Caleb Williams did against the Texans? And then do you see what Caleb Williams did yesterday and what Caleb Williams did last week? So there's room to grow. You're a rookie quarterback. all these guys, like Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams have gotten better. Bo Nix had a step back yesterday, but he had a couple of good weeks.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
After a slower start. So I obviously wanted Drake May to start week one. When that was out the window, I wanted him to start the Miami game. Didn't happen. He started against the Texans. But I always maintain that there was still some positive to get out of that because you're going up against the best defense the team has even faced. You're also doing it without Ramondre Stevenson.
Right.
So even less of a performance, and I probably would have been excited about.
And the worst offensive line imaginable.
Just an insane offensive line. Like, who are these guys offensive
I'm
line?
I'm not like Captain O-line over here, but
no,
like,
but
I'm like
enough is enough.
I've lost track of who they are.
I've lost track. It's really crazy, and yet you still are able to score 21 points, throw three touchdowns against a team that does have a great pass rush, a good defense. They've made every quarterback, really except for Sam Darnold, who Minnesota dialed up a great game against them, but all these other guys have played horribly against the Texans.
Let's go to Jonathan and Randolph. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, guys. Three quick points. First of all, the team would be 3-3 if May started from week one. Look at what the Bengals ended up being. Drake May wins that game. Second, about the defense being terrible, they absolutely are. If anyone brings up the name Steve Belichick, his Washington Huskies defense just gave up 40 points to the Iowa Hawkeyes, who I thought it was against the law for them to score more than 12. And on a serious note, obviously, problems number one, two, and three with this offense is the offensive line. We all know, thank you, Curran. But nevertheless, you can't really trade for offensive line talent in the season. So would you consider trying to make a play to get T. Higgins out of Cincinnati, not necessarily to save this season, but to try and build going forward.
Yeah, of course. Yes, I would make a move for a weapon in the passing game. Yes.
Steve Belichick gave up 40 to Iowa.
Yeah,
holy mackerel.
I didn't make the connection to Steve Belichick, but I did saw Iowa smacked him this weekend.
They threw for touchdown passes.
Good Lord.
That I didn't see.
They're 4-3 now, huh?
Do you think anybody's calling for Steve Belichick to come back?
Nobody is. I don't believe anybody is.
I'm not even calling for Bill, never mind his kids. Or, Steve. No. I guess Brian's already on staff. So,
man.
I would still go out and get a weapon. I was advocating for Devontae Adams the other day.
I would take in Ridley. I would take in Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
I would take Devontae Adams. I would take T. Higgins. I would take any of these guys.
So my answer is yes, but like how realistic is it?
I think that's more in the offseason.
Yeah.
That'd be my guess. Maybe the price isn't as crazy. Then you'll know what draft picks you have and all that kind of stuff. So I'd wait till then. But yeah, they need to do something. But then again, not that these guys are going to be all pros, but maybe Pop Douglas and Kayshon Boutte are a lot better than we thought because you have somebody actually throwing the ball downfield.
So we'll get to the defense, which Jonathan brought up with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. I want to get to the wide receiver core.
Oh, do you think they're 3-3, by the way?
Oh, yes.
Would you agree with that?
Well,
that's what he said.
Yes, yes.
I think they beat Seattle. I think they beat Miami for sure.
Give them at least give them the Miami game. By week
minimum
five, maybe winning another minimum 2-4.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
All right, I agree.
Yes. 3-3 might be too much.
Because I also think what you have to factor in too is Drake May getting better. Like his first game, even if he struggled, maybe Cincinnati, maybe you don't win that game. Although the running game was really the most important part, so maybe you do win that game. But then he gets a little bit better. So maybe week two, even against Seattle, he's better. Week three, week four, the Jets aren't that great of a team. Miami, well, that game was there for the taking, even with Brissett. I don't think you win yesterday, but I think the game's closer because I think May is now game six, so he looks better. But yeah, 3-3, I don't think is outrageous. 2-4, I would definitely sign off on.
I would definitely give him an extra win. I could be talked into 3-3,
yep.
And I would go get a weapon. And so we'll get to the defense coming up with all your phone calls. Keith, you had the idea of power ranking the wide receivers on this team.
I think there's movement.
Let's look at the wide receiver depth chart with all your Drake May thoughts next.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.